Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bizzano and Sandy, celebrating 25 years of waking up Rochester.
For 25 years, they've started my day off with a smile.
I love them both.
Just irreplaceable.
Bizzano and Sandy, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Set your phones, Rochester.
On 98.9, The Buzz.
Oh boy, here we go. It's Friday. Oh well. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Bizzano and Sandy. Yay, we did make it to the weekend, and here we are. It's Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. It is freezing outside. It is so cold. Coldest it's 18 degrees. Usually that doesn't, you know, affect me too much, you know. Pop, beep, beep, ba, bop, ba, boop. But man, I'm like, jeez, I should have worn gloves driving in.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't even know if I've ever seen you in gloves. Have you ever worn gloves?
Yeah, I leave them in the car.
Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah. I've never once in all of the 25 years we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you used to do roof set. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah,
had gloves on.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I don't think I've ever seen you in gloves.
Okay.
That's just a weird observation.
You've also never seen me in that cheerleader's outfit either. But hey, some things we just keep from each other.
Wait a minute. Why? After 25 years... Don't keep that from me.
No, man, it's so cold. And the one thing I wish I had on my car is the steering wheel warmer thing. I got the heat warmer or the seat warmer thing. It's just great, you know. But still, it's like I was driving with my fingertips. Like, ooh, ah.
I agree. That should come standard in every vehicle.
I know, but it is going to be remaining very crisp today, and like I said, it's 18 degrees pretty much everywhere. Some sunshine, but chilly, definitely. A couple isolated snow showers possible along Lake Ontario shoreline, but only 27 degrees. It's going to warm up this weekend, though. Mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, not as harsh, 34, and maybe 40 by Sunday. So there's that. Well, we got through that blast of wet weather yesterday. That screwed a lot of people up.
It did. It was one of those bizarre weather days, though, where depending on where you were, like in Greece, it looked like nothing was happening in Greece.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you people talking about? What snow? People had to cancel plans. And I had a girlfriend who's like, I had to cancel. She had to go to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I had to cancel, but it feels weird to cancel because it's,
it's nice
beautiful
here,
sun.
Right.
Yeah.
Same with my wife. She had a, you know, that's her territory is Buffalo. In the Orchard Park and stuff like that. And there was just like, it looked like someone was spraying whipped cream straight across New York State from like down near Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way up to Watertown. This just giant band of like, it's like a snow torch. But it is subsided a bit. They did get a lot of snow depending where it's set up. And you know who ya. There was one school that was closed locally. In Monroe County yesterday, a lot in Livingston County, and of course, Genesee and Wyoming. But we'll get to any school closings, if any, today for you. But like we said yesterday, it's kind of a nostalgic past thing. You already know.
Yeah, yeah.
I miss doing those.
I know you do. You loved it. You did.
I did. All right, weekend is here. Do you wrap gifts yet, or are you like last minute?
You know, I haven't yet. I don't intentionally make it last minute. I have to just do it when no one's home.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, and my older daughter works from home, so she's always freaking here.
Yeah.
And it's always like she's over my shoulder
mm-hmm.
all of the time. She's one of those coworkers, like, Come on, I got to do some work. She always wants to talk.
I know. Doesn't that suck when your coworkers talk to you?
Stop, I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Leave
me alone. I got something to
tell you about my day. I don't want to hear about it. What happened to your day?
Yeah, and you were the one saying that your daughter's never going to be allowed to leave the house because you'll never let her move out, and now you're like, get out of here. Go.
Change my mind.
Get out of here. All right. Well, so that's the deal. It's coming up on 6 o'clock here on 98.9 The Buzz, Bazan and Sandy. I see we get these Nelly Ja Rule tickets, concert tickets go on sale today. And James Taylor's coming back to CMAC coming up in June, just before the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a concert-filled giveaway morning here on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Bazan and Sandy. We're going to kick off the weekend. We got Bill's Mafia Ken for Bill's Trivia today. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, what's up with your bad self? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to Friday morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up, babe?
Hello. So, hygiene habits nobody talks about, but really should. I saw that headline. I'm like, okay, I will read on. It actually is funny.
Belly button harvesting. Stuff
oh
like
my
that.
Gosh, belly button is on the list.
Get out of here.
Hold on a second. It was number two on the list.
Get out of here.
I was like, and I don't know if these are ranked in any priority type order, but when I saw belly button, I'm like, what the hell? What is that doing there? Yeah. Do you really need to clean your belly button?
Some people do. Some people, that's like a bottomless pit.
Do you?
No, I don't need to, really.
So what makes it where you need to clean? Is it so deep of an innie? He's fishing through his belly button. Nothing?
Well, I almost used my pen, but then I was like, uh-oh. It's still out.
Came up empty-handed. You know, I used to have a full innie until I had two kids. Now it's kind of like a halfy innie, innie halfy, innie outie, innie that wants
half
to...
innie, half outie?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird, it's kind of a weird looking belly button now.
Is it?
Thank you, kids.
Does it like, when you sneeze, does it like pick out like one of those, like one of those squeezy dolls where the eyeballs pop out?
That would be so awesome.
Where it's like,
So hygiene habits nobody talks about but really should. Yes, belly button on the list. Also, changing your towels.
Changing your towels.
Hand towels and bathing towels.
Yeah.
Frequently. Now, it said frequently. What does frequently mean?
I know, I was
going to
say, what's frequently mean? Every day? Once a week? Every other day?
I don't do it every day.
I go probably all week, probably with it. Just let it. I've got a nice drying rack. Sometimes I'll hang it over the shower enclosure, and that'll dry it, and it'll be nice and crispy
so
dry.
So all week. Yeah. Do I go? I don't know if I go a full week. I just go when I remember. When I'm like, ooh, this must be gross. And I change it. Even in the bathroom downstairs powder room, the little hand towel. I'm like, when was the last time I changed this? Yeah. Or when company comes over. If you ever pop over to my house, that's the first thing I do. Before I let you in,
all the towels, hand towels.
Make sure I bleach wipe the toilet and do the hand towel. And yeah, now you can let them in.
Okay, yeah. Like, my wife uses, like, three towels a day. She's, like, huge consumer of fabric. I don't know how she does it, but she's, like, there's, like, seven towels hanging. I have one that I use, like, the same exact one I have on this one peg, you know? And then hers is like, I'm like, why? There's like one for the hair, one for the body, one for the floor. I don't know. I really don't. I don't get it.
I like how you describe things. Huge user of fabric.
Yes. So,
yeah. Okay.
The other thing
was cleaning your phone screen.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. I try my hardest never to touch my husband's phone because I don't think he ever cleans his phone screen. And he takes that damn phone with him. He's like, you, everywhere. I'm like, you are at home. You do not need to bring your phone into the bathroom. What are you doing in there?
TikTok.
Disgusting. So the other, actually just yesterday, he's like, can you grab my phone and check, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I have to.
Really? You're that germaphobic?
I'm like, do I want to?
I just.
And then I wash my hands right after.
I got into the habit of buying those lens wipe things, you know?
Ah.
And I have to do it all the time because my daughter she's all over me all the time and there's always fingerprints on my glasses.
Yeah, but it's so, a wipe. It's like a cloth or is it like a disinfectant?
No, it's like an alcohol swab cloth.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah.
These things. I use it every morning.
Oh, and then, you gave me one.
Yeah, so then sweet. Usually when I'm done with my glasses, I'll hit my phone quick. Just not for hygiene, but for just
because I hate smudge. To see the thing. The most embarrassing thing ever is when I'm showing my phone to like a store of some sort to show them the coupon or whatever.
Oh,
like
yeah.
And then they look at it and they're trying to scroll and I'm like, oh God, there are so many fingerprints on my phone. You probably don't even want to touch it.
And a loogie.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my phone is disgusting. Wait, sorry. I've said that before. I'm like, wait, sorry. And I'll take my phone and wipe it and then hand it back.
I am never without these. They're in my car. They're in the bathroom. They're everywhere. I have them. I've got them in my briefcase thing, backpacky thing.
Okay, I know who to go to.
Yes, I'll always have one for you.
And then the final two: be mindful of what touches your bed. Huh? Don't allow shoes. Who's getting in bed with their shoes on?
Yeah, right.
Luggage. Yeah. I yell at my husband for that.
The dog. Don't get under.
You know what they say? They wrote a comment about the dog. They're like, we would put dog, but most of you love dogs on your bed, so we're not going to even include that.
Oh,
but
there you go.
They say, don't go under the covers with your quote-unquote outside clothes, which I totally have.
Really?
When the kids were little, and I just had a crash really quick when I got home from work before they got home from preschool.
Yeah, right.
So I totally did. And then the last one is cleaning beards, which that.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
If you're a man with a beard.
Like a beard. Not like scruffy beard. Scruff, but like bird.
I always wonder.
Is there a bird in your bird?
What's in there? And how often do you brush it? Like what happens? I don't even know. I've never been with a man who has a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Beard. Do you really take a comb to it? Do you run your fingers through it? What do you do?
Yeah. You put the wax or the oil on it and, you know, shampoo it.
Oh,
put a little shampoo on it and the whole package.
You really do wax and oil or is that old school?
No, I don't. I don't have enough hair on my face to do it. I don't have a beard bird.
And a bird.
Yeah,
okay,
I got a beard.
So anyhow,
bird,
there you go.
Bird.
As you get ready this morning, don't forget about those hygiene habits nobody talks about but really should.
Just save that belly button, Lynn. You may need it.
Ew!
It's everything all the time on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. A wicked chilly start this morning here in the Rochester area. We're talking 18 degrees. It is freaking cold.
Okay.
Can you let the car warm up just a little bit? You can.
I know, just a little bit. Yeah, I wish I had one of those automatic car starters. I do not.
Are you sure you don't know?
No, I know I don't. No, I know I don't.
Because my wife swore she did not have one. And I'm like, watch. And I held down the thing on the remote, and the car started. She goes, get out of here.
That is classic.
She's like, I don't have. I'm like, yes, you must. And like, there's a button.
That is a classic story.
Button that's got like a circle, like a circle with an arrow like that. I'm like, that's probably
that.
For your remote starter. She's like, I don't have one.
Everybody check your keys now. That is awesome that she probably did not want you to tell that story out loud.
Whoops.
Okay, let's talk about this awesomeness. I'm going to put the question out there. If you were to commit a crime time and time again, no matter how many times you get caught, something in you says, listen, the risk is worth it. I can't stop myself. What would that crime be? Because there's a woman from Rochester that apparently has a thing with sneaking into the airport. A woman repeatedly accused of entering an airport area in violation of security requirements faces a new federal charge. Prosecutors said 39-year-old Tashika Rogers of Rochester entered a secure area in the airport, and a deputy reportedly found her running toward a moving aircraft that was taxiing toward a runway.
Wait for me!
Roger.
Girl hopped the fence. She's done it a bunch of times.
This is not her first time chasing a plane.
Yeah.
This is not even her second time.
I know.
It is her fifth time climbing the fence at the airport.
That's a little dangerous, yeah.
She previously pled guilty in 2022, sentenced to time served, and 1 year supervised release. What does that mean, sentenced to time served?
Well, they probably put her in the clink until the trial, and then the trial happened, and then they're like, okay.
Oh, is that what? Okay, sorry for my ignorance.
Yeah, you already sat there in jail for a while.
And then in 2023, she did it again.
Ah, nice.
Which then led to a 1-year prison sentence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Does it again.
Why is Toledo so appealing? It's the plane to Toledo. Go get it. Run for
us. Which I don't know, but you would think the airport would be a little bit more secure.
Well, we've driven into the airport. There's fences all along the road. You just hop over.
How could she climb over this fence?
Come on.
I don't know. I would not trust myself to. I don't know. But if you think about it, there have been so many repeat offenders.
Oh, my God.
With car thieves, obviously. What was that dude that kept exposing himself in public places? He kept getting popped, and I think now he's in jail. It's like if we took all these repeat offenders and got, like, put them somewhere, would we have, like, zero crime in Rochester?
I know. There's 17 repeat offenders. It's, like, every crime ever all the time.
Yeah. Right? Doesn't it feel like it?
Every crime all the time on 98.9 The Buzz.
So if there was a crime, Scotty, that you would risk committing over and over again.
Yeah.
It would be
binge watching Madam Secretary.
That's your crime.
There's so many episodes, and I get up on early in the morning and on God o'clock, and I can't sleep on the weekends because of my body clock. I just get up and I watch like 3 hours of Madam Secretary. I'm sorry.
Binge watching TV is Scott's crime. All right, I'll give it to you. Mine was good. Now mine sounds wrong.
Why?
What? Well, because I was going to say my crime would be squeezing babies.
Oh, God.
taking and squeezing babies. I just love it.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were going to say a crime like that. I didn't realize you were going to water yours down so much.
It's not watered down.
That's not really a crime.
To some it may be. Yes, to some it may
okay,
be.
If you said that you moved ahead in the series without your wife, and it's a show you're watching together, now you're closer to crime territory.
Right, because she never does that to me.
Right.
I've been left in the dust on every TV show ever I've wanted to watch with her.
And she gets so mad at you if you do it to her.
I know. Okay.
All right. Anyhow, yes, I hope that woman's okay. I hope she gets some
help.
I don't know what she's looking for.
She needs a little help. Or a ticket to Toledo.
I'm not sure.
You know, this would be probably the trickiest thing you could ever ask people to do.
Well, yeah, you know, listen, if you were in their shoes, how much would you need to get paid to do a movie with your ex? Now, of course, we're talking about Hollywood celebs.
Yeah, all right.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, will they say yes to starring in a movie together?
It is 98.9 The Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy. Some would say there is no money at all that could put those two back together again.
Hold on a second. Them, or are you referring to yourself? Okay, you think about it. A movie producer offered $60 million to have them star in a World War II era love story-esque film set in Cannes, France. Proposed salaries up to $37 million for Pitt, $22 million for Jolie. Which now, I know everybody is focused on the whole, oh my gosh, are they going to say yes to this? They're divorced, obviously.
And it wasn't
this for the money? I know that's really the focus of the conversation, but in my eyes, the minute I saw the breakdown of salaries, I was ticked off.
That's the first thing I thought. Why does she get the same amount?
Nobody mentioned that. Every time I hear this story, people talking about the story, they're latching on to the whole, are they going to do it? But I found out today, digging deeper, that is a huge difference in salary.
Millions. Yeah.
That alone, if I was Angelina Jolie, I would say a big F you.
There's something to be said about equality. This has been going on forever. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought, too.
I know. That's so frustrating. Yeah. But anyhow, okay, so move on beyond that.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to do it? Would you do it? How much?
They wouldn't do
it. No, I don't think
they got enough money.
Didn't she? Yes, right. Absolutely. That is true. Plus, didn't she say he was abusive? Why would she do that?
Yeah.
Like, this is so a lose-lose for her.
Yeah. Right. It'd send the wrong, I don't know, would it send the wrong message to people? I mean, that wasn't Yeah, but like, that's not the only thing. I mean, when you file for divorce, you try to put the worst of the worst in, right? And it's always like, that's a lawyer thing. They always juice it up to make it look really bad.
Yeah, but didn't she, like, her children actually changed their names. Like, they don't want to be referred to as Pitt.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that.
Right? Isn't that what I heard?
I don't know. I don't know about that part, but so yeah.
Not to go all serious about that story. Always jokey about it. Like, if Angelina doesn't say yes, I'll sign up for that. Well, if Brad says no, hey, I'll sign up with it.
You know, getting back to that. Like, okay, so what if you, put this in your shoes. What if you had like 6 minutes of screen time and then the other actor has like 96 minutes of screen time? And that's the difference in the salary.
Well, then that makes sense.
You're making actually more for less time than you
that
would.
That makes sense.
So that could be part of it, too.
So now let's go back to the original question, then. Hmm. How much would you need to get paid to do a movie with your ex? There's a Rochester Film Festival. It's a thing. There's movie producers here.
Oh, I do. You know, throw a number at me.
Let me hear. 100,000. Okay, 50,000. No, I can't go down.
Yeah, less.
500,000. $500,000.
How much screen time do we get together?
You have to be. I mean, they're starring in this movie, so you're the stars together, and it's a romance film, so it's a love story. Mm. No, okay, $1 million. $1 million, Scott. You could pay off all your bills, everything. And buy Ellie whatever she wants for Christmas. Okay, $2 million. No, stop. You wouldn't do it for $2 million? How about $20 million? $37.5 million, like they're offering Pitt.
You broke me down. Most prophetic here on 99 Buzz. Don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Sandy, you're working remotely today, and your off button just broke.
Oh, so I'm on all the time? Fantastic.
No, but I got to push my finger down into a hole, and there's electronics down there. I'm not sure I like
that. Oh, no, you guys. I'm going to go on the air accidentally. Okay, yeah. I got to be careful what I say.
Found it.
Sometimes you haven't done in a... Oh, okay, good.
I found it.
You haven't done that. A long time. Accidentally left me on the air.
No, I haven't, because it's the fear I have of.
Oh God! It's your fear, my fear. What I'm gonna say? All right, coming up on
such
the show.
Foul mouth, Les. As soon as I turn that mic off, it's a trucker mouth.
You know, I used to be such a sweet, innocent goody-goody until I started working with you. Oh, boy. Okay, coming up on the show.
Yes.
This has got to be the Hall of Fame of the most bold porch pirates out there.
Oh, my
it
God.
It is freaking insane.
It's bonkers.
And how you can protect yourself.
And I also want to mention how Santa's having a big problem in this Pisano household. Big problem. Big expensive problem. Okay.
Oh, ooh.
We'll talk about that in just a few here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy, let's do this.
Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. Our 7 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy here with you. I'm glad that you're with us. Appreciate it. Very cold today. 18 degrees to start. Brah. Please. Sunshine but chilly. A little bit of snow along Lake Ontario today. Other than that, nothing like yesterday. So, you know, yesterday we were talking about the whole bully thing. I had so many people reach out to me, including someone I know whose daughter is basically in the same position. And like, what do we do? What do you do? Oh. You know, and my wife and I were talking about, you know, when you're a middle-aged kid, you know, 10, 11, 12, you know, clicks start happening, personalities start to form, hormones are raging. It's just, and... The drama that happens and the quote unquote bullying begins. You want to just. My wife and I were talking about very violent things to do to people when
hear.
No, everybody wants to wring somebody's neck when you hear that your kid gets bullied, right?
Well, we were talking about it yesterday because we had a dad call in and his daughter goes to Spencer Port Cosgrove. Mm-hmm. Now, that is the school that's in the news mm-hmm. because of the Sick family. So Leah Sick came forward. She's an eighth grader, mm-hmm. and she came forward, and she's only 13. She's like, listen, I'm just going to say it. I've been bullied. They I don't call, like yeah. it. I want to feel comfortable coming to school. And because she came forward, she was so brave that now it's starting the conversation back up. And it's not just happening in Spencer Port Cosgrove.
No. Obviously, it happens everywhere. It does. That's so tough. And calls 818-2899 on it. Good morning to Buzz. Hello.
Hello, Scott. It's Heidi.
Heidi. Heidi. What's going on?
Hey, I can relate to this.
Yeah, I'll bet. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah, my granddaughter.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, really? Currently now, or it happened?
Now, ever since about third grade, and she's in fifth.
Last 2 years.
Wow.
And really, I have to say, because I'm in the school district,
uh-huh.
and in school, there is a lot of it. There's so much of it that the support system, the administrations are so overloaded with it. They mm-hmm. It's so hard because they can't help every child.
You know,
yeah. It got to the point where I walked out of the building with this child,
oh.
and the child that she was having a problem with, the mother was in the vehicle waiting for the child,
uh-huh.
and a comment to my granddaughter.
The lady did?
The
See,
mother.
The mom.
Oh, my
these
God.
Kids.
See, people are trash.
The pandemic was not kind to these children.
That is true.
Yeah, that kind of ruined things, didn't it?
Oh, you
hugs
got
to your this. Granddaughter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. I love you guys.
Bye. I love you too. Yeah. Bye, honey.
Scotty, yep. actually, Sean, Leah's dad,
oh.
and Leah's that little girl who came forward at
yeah.
Spencer Port, he's on the line. He's
he
on
is.
Line three. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So, hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
No, you're not. Don't, you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. we're feeling your pain, man, because we've all been through it, and we've seen, you know, and from a parent's point of view, it's heartbreaking.
Leah is such a brave little girl coming forward.
I was actually shocked when the news came over. She said that she wanted to be on camera and she wanted to
wow.
speak.
Wow. That's
she
great.
Is going to do big things when she's older.
Yeah.
She really
I
is.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you and tell your daughter we appreciate her coming forward because now it's starting up the conversation again. And so many people have called into the show saying my daughter's going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like this one woman called up Heidi and she said her granddaughter, third grade.
Yeah. Third to fifth grade so far. It's 2 years worth.
What yeah. do we need to get out there? What's the message that you want to get out there?
To stand up for yourself. These victims of these bullies, they stay silent because
yeah.
they're scared.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
But as a father, I said enough's enough. And I told my wife that something needs to be done.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
How many, it went on for how many years before you said, okay, enough is enough?
So it started off just kind of a couple of years ago, you know, a couple boys here and there would tease her and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, oh, it's probably because they like you. Well, that was not the case.
Yeah, right. That's your initial thought. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it escalated with somebody that had spread a photo around of Leah a few months ago. Basically saying that she was a lesbian.
Okay.
And
that's so cruel.
Wait, how old is she again? 13?
13.
13. That's okay. Yeah.
And here's the thing. If she is or isn't, who cares?
Right. Right. Right.
She's 13. She's my daughter. I'm going to love her no matter who she loves.
Sure.
But I don't understand how kids can be so cruel, especially in this time.
You know, you put yourself back at that age and you remember... We've all experienced some sort of harassment but today
yeah.
in this day and age,
yeah.
and we talked to another dad, and it's like because social media never never ends for your kid. Usually,
exactly.
Usually when you get home from school, it's like a safe place. Then you get back and you tough it out or whatever. But now it just keeps going after school.
So for Leah, was that the case? It was relentless
yeah.
at
yeah.
home too.
See, yeah, yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. And is it as simple as getting the parents of these kids in and you guys and everybody together and basically get yelled at by the principal? Is it that easy? Does that stop it?
I don't think it will stop it because unfortunately, this group of boys, are pretty well known as the bullies of Spencerport in school and out of school.
That's frustrating that it's already, they already have this following them, right? And nobody's doing anything. So I know that the police got involved. What is the latest with that?
Just because it's an ongoing investigation, I can't really say.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah, that's okay.
Things are moving forward.
Okay, good, good, good. We hope it comes to a resolution. I mean, this has got to stop. I mean, you'd hate to be because of a victim that you had to change schools because of somebody else, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Shouldn't have to happen like that.
Well, we appreciate you, your daughter's strength and courage, and again, creating awareness, keeping this conversation going. Scotty and I are here, and all our Buzz fam, we're here for you guys if you need us. Whatever we can do to help, let us know.
Yeah, we'll keep the shiny points out there to keep the awareness going, all right?
I appreciate it. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Best to you. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Oh, girls. So complex. Can't figure you out.
Did you play this on purpose? That's the perfect segue.
Yeah, it's 99 of Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy. Santa's having a dilemma in the Spizzano household. So, I know, Ellie is the most wonderful little girl in the world, right? I just love her so much. Every single day, she's just amazing. I love her so much. She is getting into now the cadence of knowing, like, it's Christmas and you ask Santa Claus for stuff and you're excited about things, and she's, as soon as that Target catalog came, she's like circling stuff, everything.
I know.
So on parallel to that, Dad loves his Christmas presents. And as in social media somehow popped up a 3D printer for kids. And now I always complain that we got all these stupid little plastic toys that she just plays with for a second. And, you know, it gets bought on impulse by mom or somebody or grandma. And it's like this $9 toy. I've never bought her anything like that.
Okay.
I've never gone out shopping.
Everybody else in your family under the bus.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Did you?
All right. So these little things that come home, you got to take them out of their packaging and the rubber bands around them and all the stuff and the plastic. And they get played with for like a minute and they're done. And there's $15 down the drain. So I'm thinking, you know what? She's a very inquisitive little girl. And let's get her into that whole STEM thing, right? Wow, the science.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and they have a toy box, which is called Toy Box, a 3D printer for kids. And it's all simplified. The filament that you use, you know, the spool of stuff is called printer food. I mean, and this thing has all of the licensing for all of the major anybody's, Marvel, Universal,
really?
Disney. So you could print SpongeBob SquarePants and you could print Batman and things like
that's
that.
So cool.
And you can use your finger and draw your own design and you can take a picture and have it printed of a 3D print of like yourself. It's like all these, it's not just one thing. It does all kinds of stuff.
How much is this? I'm just dying.
Santa said it was around $300.
Okay.
Now, so Santa's put that on his list. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Santa has it ready to go to bring from the North Pole.
Ooh.
Now, Dad was thinking, you know, that's pretty cool. I want the adult version of it. So Dad bought that for himself for
his birthday.
Yes.
You said that on the air.
I did. And it came the other day. This is my version of it.
Happy birthday to me.
This is the Bamboo Labs A1. Okay. This is legit.
How much did that go for?
And more than what the other one was. So as I'm setting it up yesterday, I'm all excited. Ellie comes down. She sits in my lap, and we're on like a high stool in the basement on the countertop. She's sitting on my lap, and we do the first print. And it's of a little tugboat. And it's so cool. It is so cool. And she was so excited. I'm like, Dad, yeah, this is the thing. Like, you play with it in the tub tonight when you take a bath. Yeah, okay. I said, don't you want to make one yourself? Can you make toys? Would you want one for yourself to make toys? She goes, no, Dad. I don't want that. I want a balance beam. No, I've been kind of grooming her on this idea for the last 3 weeks or so since it's come down into my algorithm. I'm like, this is so cool. It's going to be, look at what it's going to sound. Yeah, look at down. Daddy's got one. You can get one too. No, I want a balance beam.
Oh, my God. I could see it. I could see it, how you were setting it up. This
was
like a strategy.
I was getting her ready for it.
Yeah, the big aha moment when she unwraps it from Santa.
She's going to have one of her own, like father, like daughter.
No, I want a balance beam.
So now what are you going to do? Does she know? Like, do kids really understand? Is she going to get excited or not? Or is she going to be upset?
Oh, God,
what are you
going
to do?
She'll just be like, next.
She just won't play with it. So what are you going to do?
I don't
know. Tell Santa cancel the order?
I have to engage her, right? And, you know, be right there. That's a daddy-daughter project thing over and over again. Instead of coming home and throwing on freaking YouTube Kids or something
yes.
stupid
oh,
on those shorts
so
on
good.
TV,
so
I have
good.
Had her every day after school. Yesterday, I had her painting like these little plaster ornaments. She was painting those. And
okay, hold on. I'm looking up how much your balance beam. How much your balance beams for kids?
Oh, I don't know.
This is going to be a stinking expense. Holy crap.
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait, why?
They're like $400.
No. Don't say that.
The cheapest one I could find is Tiny Land, and these kids are little moochies. That's $85.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Scott.
What?
This is going to be a freaking expensive Christmas. Not that Santa has price tag that has to worry about that. Wait,
Santa
I'm trying
doesn't
to look
have to pay for things. He just creates them on his big 3D printer at the North Pole.
I mean, I found a $26 balance beam, but that looks a little ghetto. It looks like Legos. No, that's not. You can't do that.
What are you going to do? Look at how much can you play on a balance beam? You walk across it a couple of times. You fall. You have fun. You walk across it a couple of times, and then it collects dusts for the rest of its life.
Can't you make your own DIY balance beam?
Right! I'll 3D print the goddamn thing.
This is what you got.
All right. We're getting tight here at 7:26.
Oh, God. Okay. So coming up on the show, if you have advice for Scotty, 818-2899. Sherry, listen, Sherry, are you listening right now? I saw what you posted on Nextdoor.
Uh-huh.
And there is no way in heck you saw that walking around Fetzner in Greece.
Okay.
There's no way. I don't even think that's possible.
The Buzz.
It's Fizzano and Sandy. Listen on your smart speaker. Say, hey, play 98.9 The Buzz. You do that. Oh, boy. Okay, it's coming up to 8 o'clock now.
Okay. This is crazy. I don't know if I believe this. Who was walking around Fetzner Road in Greece?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
We'll get to that story in just a second. We're going to be playing Bill's Trivia coming up a little after, just to kick off the weekend about an hour from now.
Yeah, so if you want to go up against Scotty, if you're brave enough to go up against Scotty, call us now, 818-2899.
Was it last week I lost to Donna or Debbie or something like that? I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Geez,
oh, look at you lose to her and you forget her name.
Yeah, some kind
She's dead to you because
well,
she beat you.
You know, trauma sometimes erases the worst part.
She humiliated you on the air. Okay, so that's coming up. Call us, 818-2899. But I was looking at my Nextdoor app.
Oh, God.
And I don't know. I know. I feel like
it's like Gossip Central.
Well, it's also, there's a lot of good things that come out of it that I notice. I don't know. Anyhow, so Sherry Adams, are you listening right now? There is no possible way you saw this walking down Fetzner Road.
What was it?
In Greece.
What'd she say?
This is something that you would see, like, I don't know.
Safari?
Finger Lakes or something. A bear?
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Sherry said that she saw a bear walking down Fetzner Road near Basil Morella Park.
Oh.
And I am like, no way are bears in Greece.
Yeah. They have sightings all the time.
Not in Greece. I've never heard. I've lived here my entire life. Never once heard of a bear sighting in Greece.
We were up on Lake Ontario, up in Fairhaven, and there was a bear there. It couldn't go anywhere else. Couldn't go north.
It scared
the crap out of us.
Coming to the west side. Come on, honey. This is where the sauce is.
Hey, I go to Cotoletta down by Brookhouse. I'm going to go there and get some pasta and a great pizza. I'm going to Cotoletta.
Yogi Bear.
Hey.
You like your gnocchs?
Yeah. It's a to-go. Yeah, you go to get it to-go.
Anyhow,
you should see the dumpster out back Cotoletta. I'm like, no, the food again.
Okay, so if anybody else lives in Greece, have you ever seen a bear before in your life?
You know that once Red Lobster closed, there's nowhere else to go. So, you know, I had to go to Cotoletta.
Crescent Beach, man, the Crescent Beach. That's where the bears are still. Okay. Then I'm scrolling through, and then Sarah. Uh-huh. Sarah Carlson, where are you? Are you listening?
Why?
She lives in the Hilton area.
Okay.
And she said, hey, this is how she wrote it. It was so bizarre. Hilton alert. Goat. Wandering in the road, walking into my yard. A freaking goat?
A goat.
Is just contain the water. What is happening?
Goats and bears and...
I was like, I don't... Where did the goat come from? I guess then, because I was reading through the comments, I kept checking back then. I wanted a status update. Where's the goat? And I guess she found who was the owner and she drove the goat home. I don't know how that
she
happened.
She drove the goat home?
She goes, I'll bring... I drove it home. I go, Sarah, how did you get the goat in your car? There's so many questions.
Listen, if you put Taylor Swift on, it's perfect. I knew you were trouble anyone did. You remember this?
Where is it?
Every Taylor Swift song, you get a goat in your car.
Oh, God. All right. Coming up on the show, Bill's Trivia. If you're brave enough to go up against Scotty, call us 818-2899. And what you can do to protect yourself from porch pirates.
What?
We got to get to that, too.
All right. First caller through, you got Play Bill's Trivia, gets tickets to Nelly and Ja Rule. Let's go.
98.9 The Buzz.
My God, it's Friday. It's kickoff the weekend day. It's love, loving life here on 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano here. Sandy Waters here. Bright sunshine. If you're heading east, may you need the shades. Nothing like yesterday, but the cold stuck around. It is frigid. You haven't been outside yet, have you?
It's nice to see the sun, though. It's almost like, yes, it's cold, but I do like to see the sun.
It's deceiving. Very deceiving. Yeah. Only up to 27, and then about that today. Maybe a chance of a flake along the lake.
I think this needs to go into the Hall of Fame. Not that I want to promote or give accolades to porch pirates, but this has got to be the Hall of Famer of all porch pirates.
That's crazy.
I want to play this from CBS Mornings, this audio clip, because it explains it perfectly. But then there is, at the end, they tell us about a startup to help protect yourself from porch pirates.
Okay.
Could you see yourself signing up for it?
All right, take a listen to this. It's from CBS.
Yeah,
CBS.
Package thieves bolder than ever. In Columbus, Ohio, this one snatched a package while the FedEx delivery driver was still there.
He just took the package.
In Orange County, California, the thief in the white shirt posed as a homeowner to intercept a new laptop. Oh, and God. The neighbor who took this video in Chicago says a woman sent a child to the door to steal a package. A consumer survey from security.org finds over the last year, porch pirates stole at least 58 million packages delivered to U.S. homes, crimes adding up to $12 billion. This year, an online startup is offering a new kind of protection. Anti-pirate insurance.
No.
For $10 a month, Porch Pal says it'll cover 3 stolen items a year worth up to $2,000 each.
Is it that
what?
Freaking crazy?
Wait, you can get porch pirate insurance for 10 bucks a month. So it's like 120 bucks a year covers any stolen item.
But what happens? Because I've never, and I'm going to knock on so much wood right now, it's never happened to me.
Ouch,
I know.
Ow. Don't knock there.
It never has happened to me. When you called, if you were to call the company and say, hey, listen, it got stolen, do you get a refund or no? Is it like who?
I don't know.
What happened?
I never looked into that. I would think if you were smart, the companies that's selling this has a check mark that they can click and send their own insurance on it.
Yeah, I don't know. And anyone get something taken from their porch? Like, do you get your money back? Because why would you even need to sign up for this insurance then if you get your money back? So you must not always get your money back?
58 million packages were stolen last year. Scott. $12 billion, it said? Jesus.
Out of those three, the FedEx dude was still standing right there on the porch, was ringing the doorbell. You know how they do?
Yeah.
They'll ring the doorbell and walk away.
Right.
Dude comes up, grabs the package and run. And then the FedEx dude in the ring cam goes, dude just took your package. Which one do you say is like rank those? So we got that one, and we got the porch pirate dude that dresses up as a neighbor.
As the homeowner.
And then we got the other one that's her.
She sends her kid.
That's
the worst. That's the worst one. That is so trash.
That's got to be true.
That mom's going to hell.
Yeah, that's...
That's an evil,
okay,
evil
that's number one
person.
Worst.
That's the worst one. Second worst would be posing as a homeowner. The third one is legit, though. That's just right out broad daylight stealing.
Yeah. Insane. day.
Isn't it?
So, are you going to sign up for it? Porch Pal or whatever they called it?
Porch Pal, is that the name of it? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, I know you won't. You won't spend $120 on something that may never happen.
No. Even one of the neighbors had a lockbox, and the delivery guy didn't put it in the lockbox, and he got it ganked.
One of your neighbors?
No, in the report, report kept going on for one of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Insane. But anyhow, there you go. Yeah. If you have issues with it, that's a thought for you.
It is 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Glad you're with us. Thank you. Happy Friday. We're going to kick off the weekend soon with the Bills trivia from Ken, our Bills Mafia rep. Let's see if we can keep this going.
How confident do you feel today?
After last week, no.
I mean, you had a stretch, though. You had a stretch of win after win after win.
I had 6 wins.
I know.
I'm maybe 50-50 here. So
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah, so, hey, thanks for listening to The Buzz. If you listen in the car on the way to work or in the morning on the, you know, when you're getting up through your smart speaker or even through the Odyssey app. And there's a feature that we love to highlight, the voice message thing.
Yeah.
Did you see we got a message?
Well, yeah. Italian Rihanna texted, and she's like, hey, did you get my message? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Did we?
Oh, yes, we did.
I didn't check it yet.
We've got a Christmas holiday tip from her. You want to hear it?
Oh, okay.
All right, here it comes.
Hey, guys. Italian Rihanna here, leaving a message on the Odyssey app. I thought it'd be fun to leave you guys a Christmas-themed message. I found out the other day that sugar plums contain no plums at all. They're a little bit of nut or fruit that is dried and then coated in an emulsifier and then wrapped in sugar. Sometimes these can take weeks to make. So if you ever get to try a sugar plum, it was definitely a labor of love.
I knew that you love like little trivial facts, like things that don't matter, but like you find things out and you're like, oh wow, that Rihanna and
I
are on the same way.
Yes, we're on the same wavelength. Say that you are the same freaking person.
Same wavelength, right?
I had no idea, by the way.
Yeah, hey, sugar plum.
I guess I never really thought about what is a sugar plum.
Well, we learned this week, thanks to me, that wassail is a thing. It's a drink. And it's part, you know, the Christmas carol. Here we come, a wassailing of all the, you know that song?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Joy
either.
Come to you. That's wassail is a drink, a hot toddy kind of cinnamony clove and like apple cider. And
so you had it at a neighbor's house.
I did.
And you said it was really good.
It's really good.
Can you make it? How easy is it to make it in the studio?
You need a hot plate. It's got to be hot. You got to boil it. You take an apple and you put a bunch of cloves
in
it.
Microwave?
No, you put an apple and you put a bunch of cloves in it and then you boil it up with the apple cider and oh, God.
Okay, do that at home.
Yeah.
And then bring in the drink.
Okay.
Well, okay, anyway. And some sugar plums.
And I think we should do a Christmas tip of the day
from Rihanna. Did Rihanna text you too? Because she just texted me. Hey, we could do a 12 days of tips.
Yes.
Or whatever you call it.
You too can leave us a voice message. Just go to the free Odyssey app, download it, and you know you can listen to The Buzz, and then pop the button next to it, and then there you go. Leave us a voice message. See, you on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy.
Buzz trivia.
Yay.
Buffalo Bills trivia is coming up next with Scott Spisano versus, who knows? Maybe you'll go solo, maybe you'll have a competitor.
Okay, sounds good here on 98.9 The Buzz. Stick around.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Bills trivia with our great Kenneth from the Bills Mafia. Hello, Kenneth.
Good morning.
Is that your like real name, Kenneth?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Why don't we call him Kenneth? I don't know.
But no, he only gets yelled at when his name is Kenneth. It's when he's yelled at.
It sounds a little too distinguished.
Right,
I like it, though. It's a good look for you.
All right, it's Bills trivia time. I have another caller on the line. I said first call through gets Nelly Ja Rule tickets, but hey, Chris, you there? Hello?
Hello.
Chris, hi. Your first caller through, you got Nelly Ja Rule tickets to play Bills Mafia.
That's
Ken
awesome.
And I are with our trivia. You're from Geneseo, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
All right. And
Chris,
now,
are you calling in because you want the tickets or because you want to humiliate Scott on the air? Which one?
You can say both.
Well, we could do both, but I like you guys really a lot. But I've known Scott a long time ago, but we can humiliate him if we want.
All right.
First and foremost, how was your birthday?
It was good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
How was yours, Sandy?
It was very nice. Thank you.
Ken?
You never asked us about our birthday. Kenneth?
Wait, did I even get a birthday text from Kenneth?
I don't know. I didn't get a birthday message on my birthday either from you guys.
Oh, why? When's your birthday?
It was in November.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to put that in our... Okay.
Okay. Anyhow, right. Now that we know each other's birthdays.
Hey, Chris, you a Bills fan?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Oh,
I got a tattoo on my arm. Wouldn't go any other way.
Oh, I'm screwed. So screwed. All right, Ken. Fire away, buddy.
All right, here we go. So, McDermott is on the cusp of joining Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Tony Dungy, and Tom Landry as the fifth head coach in NFL history to accomplish what feat with a win this weekend? And I'll give you the choices here.
Oh, okay. All
We've
right.
We've got seven playoff appearances in their first eight seasons as a head coach.
Oh, yeah, right.
Five straight 11-win seasons. Or the highest win percentage in their first 125 games.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who gets to go first, Sandy, me or Chris?
You, because me? I know Chris probably knows the answer.
I say it would be B.
Okay. Now, Chris?
Which is, what was that again? Oh, yeah, five?
Which B was five straight 11-win seasons.
Yeah, 11-win seasons, yes. Yeah. I
say
B.
I say B. What was that?
What was that again?
Oh, that's classic.
As you said it. Okay. Yeah. But that was the one, Chris. I heard. Yeah. Chris, what do you say?
I'm not sure on this one, but I'm going to say the highest win percentage.
Okay. Okay. That would be C?
C.
Yeah, okay.
That was C, yes.
C's the right answer. C's the right
answer. Back on track.
Wait. I won this one?
You did. You're back on track. It's B.
Oh, wait, come on.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, buddy. Chris, how's that tattoo feeling today?
What happened, Chris?
You learned it. Hard fought.
The only reason I thought that is because it was in between A and C.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you. Chris, let me go to you on what the game's going to be like Sunday. It's an afternoon, second game, 4:30-ish, right?
4:30.
Yeah. What do you guys think, Chris?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. One of my good friends from Genesee is a huge diehard Detroit fan, so we've been arguing back and forth. But, yeah. Hey, I think it's our time.
Yeah, it should have been our turn last week, too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Man, but what a game. Got a score prediction, Chris?
34-31, Buffalo takes it.
All right.
Second field goal by Tyler Bass.
How about you? Oh, okay. How about you, Ken?
I've got the Bills winning. I think Chris is spot on. I think we've got a high-scoring game coming.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these offenses are two of the best in the league.
Yeah.
So I would actually even go higher, probably. I'm going to say like 42-38.
All right. Let's keep an eye on it, and we'll just all together have some fun with this game. And I hope your Detroit fan friend ends up licking his wounds at the end of that game.
So do I.
Yeah, okay,
so
guys.
I hope.
All right, now it's time to do this.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Guess we're in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time!
It's a weekend. Good freaking weekend. Sex. Go Bills. It's going to be fun. Have some, it's breakfast. It's lunch with Santa tomorrow in a lot of places, or breakfast with Santa tomorrow. We're going to the fire department. West Rochester Fire Department. They're going to see Santa Claus and see if I can sell them a kid's 3D printer. So you can sell it back. Anyway, have a great weekend. Guys, you ready to do this? It's time to kick. Say it, guys.
The weekend.
Yeah!
Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.